W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of To Kill a King by David Gilman. Narrated by Colin Mace.
Prologue. Cathédrale Saint-André, Bordeaux, 1367. For 17 years, the High Steward to King Don Pedro I of Castile and León was a silent witness to the depraved violence of the Spanish king. And he had lived in fear, since Thomas Blackstone had returned from Galicia, where he had slain the king's favourite, Velasquita Alson de Lugo. There was no doubt in the steward's mind that the woman was a creature of the devil. At Pedro's behest, she had murdered his young queen, using her skill with poisons to make it seem like suicide. She had sided with the murderous Ronec Lebet, the beast who had slaughtered Blackstone's Gascon captain Bayard, and a boy witness who had identified Velasquita as the young queen's killer. And Blackstone had killed the poisoner, and the beast who served her. How had the scar-faced English knight done so? It should not have been possible. No one had ever survived her poison, no one. And yet Blackstone had. Had God favoured Blackstone, or had the devil found a stronger ally than even the woman? The High Steward recalled the terror instilled in him by the poisoner when she asked him to choose between God and the devil. Which of them did he fear the most? And after he confessed to her that he feared the devil more, he had agreed to administer her poison to Blackstone. Had he refused, Lucifer would have torn his soul from his body. And so he had been a party to murder and further encumbered his soul's burden by poisoning Blackstone's wine before he set off in search of the woman killer. Who was the most aggrieved by the High Steward's action? God or the devil? If only he could banish his doubt about which entity waited to wreak vengeance on him. Every day in the small hours, the Castilian king's trusted servants slipped away from the royal chambers at the archbishop's palace adjoining the northern perimeter of the Cathédrale Saint-André, and made his way to the cathedral itself, where he would kneel in penance. Blackstone had returned to Bordeaux months ago, and reported to the Prince of Wales all that he knew of the murders, and what he had done in the name of justice. Pedro had condemned the Master of War, insisting Blackstone be punished for the wilful slaying of a member of Pedro's court. There was no proof of Velasquita being a witch, he had insisted. Blackstone had killed her to satisfy his thirst.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?